Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath, and this is the Midday News. President Macron led discussions this morning with the Defence Council over how to best manage coming out of lockdown at the beginning of December. It is thought that the favoured approach is for restrictions to be lifted gradually, differing from how it was managed back in May. This means that lockdown may remain in place for an extended period. There is also talk of imposing a curfew in some towns and cities. Businesses currently considered non-essential should be able to reopen as of the beginning of December, and travel will be permitted just prior to Christmas in order for families to meet up. The government will confirm the new rules next week. Hopes are rising that a vaccine will soon be available. Among numerous laboratories who are developing a vaccine against the virus is Pfizer, who has announced that it will shortly be applying for authorization to market its vaccine in the United States. This would mean availability in America by next month. According to initial results from clinical trials, Pfizer's vaccine is 90% effective against the symptoms of COVID-19. On the third day of the trial over the murder of Alexia Daval, her husband, Jonathan, is once again in court in the Haute-Saône. Alexia's mother is scheduled to give evidence today over the death of her daughter 3 years ago. Mr. Daval is alleged to have twice confessed to her that he had killed Alexia. The government has set aside a €20 million budget to help the Alpes-Maritimes area rebuild after the devastating effects of Storm Alex back in October. However, the mayor of Nice, Christian Estrosi, has stated that the sum is nowhere near enough, bearing in mind the heavy construction work which is needed to bring the area back to pre-storm days. He has reported damages of up to €1 billion. A new bill which would prevent discrimination over somebody's accent is being heard in the National Assembly today. Glottophobia is unfair treatment based on accent and characteristics of speech, such as size of vocabulary and syntax. It has been presented by Hérault MP Christophe Huzet, who wants it to be recognised in the same way as other forms of discrimination. And finally, 5G has made its very first appearance in France today. However, coverage is still very limited, and so far only takes in Paris, Marseille and Lyon. To be able to use it, a compatible telephone and a 5G subscription is required. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.